weeks ago, we had a special celebration. Do you know what celebration we had in church 2 weeks ago? What was it? It was Easter, right? And you can still see there's the cross up with the lilies and the white drape over the cross. And that was the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And when Jesus came alive again, his friends were surprised and they were happy. And Jesus showed himself to people after Easter so that they knew that he was alive. And the gospel lesson that Pastor just read was one of those times. And I wanted to read it again and show you some pictures. So I'll try to get close. Oh, this could be how you want to come close so you can see the pictures? No? Okay. I'll kind of go like this, okay? So it says, fish for breakfast. Late one day, Peter, James, and John, and some of Jesus' other friends were together by the Sea of Galilee. I'm going fishing, said Peter. We'll go with you, said the others. So here they are. You see them? There they are. Okay. They sailed out on their boat. They threw their net into the water, and they waited and waited and waited. All night they fished, but they did not catch anything. Looks like they're kind of tired here, doesn't it? Not getting any fish. Early in the morning, they saw someone standing on the shore. Can you see that little person there? He's kind of far away. Yeah, he's very far away. And he called, "Have you caught any fish?" "No," they yelled. "Throw your net on the other side of the boat," the man called. So they threw their net on the other side. And all at once, fish filled the net. And John looked at Peter. "It's Jesus," he said. And Peter was so excited, he jumped into the water and he swam to shore. It was Jesus. He made a little campfire and he cooked fish and bread on it. "Come and have some breakfast with me," Jesus called. They did not have to ask who he was. They knew he was their best friend, Jesus. He was alive. So that's the story, that's the Bible reading that Pastor had. Now I've got sort of a hard question for you. So I want you to think a little bit. What happened in the story that made the disciples realize that the man on the shore was Jesus? How did they know it was Jesus? Jesus did a miracle. He had all those fish get into the net, and the disciples kind of thought back and they go, he's done this before. This wasn't the first time that he did it. He did it one other time before. So they knew that it was Jesus. And that's why Peter got so excited and jumped into the water and swam to shore. Well, now here's my second hard question. How do we know about Jesus? We don't see him, and we don't see him do miracles like he did for his disciples. How do we know about Jesus? He died on the cross. How do we know that? How do we know that Easter's named after him? Why? How do we know he rose from the dead? Oh, that was going to be my next thing. I would like all the people in the pews to reach down in front of you, and if you have a black book in front of you, I want you to hold it up. And boys and girls, I want you to turn around. Look at, turn around and see. What are all these people holding up? They're holding up the Bible. Thank you. The Bible is God's Word. God's Word tells us about Jesus. Just like Lauren said, it tells us that he died on the cross and that he rose again. That he loves us. That he takes care of us. That he forgives our sins. Yeah. Let's fold our hands and pray. Dear God, thank you for the Bible.
Thank you for the Bible.
And thank you for your words.
And thank you for your words.
That show us Jesus.
That show us Jesus.
Amen.